This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know how people, all right, business reporters and analysts mostly, fine, but we're still people. We like to parse the language the Federal Reserve uses to try to figure out what they actually mean because central bankers can be opaque. Today, though, today might have taken the cake. Regular listeners to this program will know that the big if about the Fed lately has been whether they will keep interest rates lower for a considerable time. That's the phrase they've been using in those statements they make after meetings. Today, they changed it. Kind of. Here's Fed Chair Janet Yellen from her press conference this afternoon.
Today's statement, which indicates that the committee judges that it can be patient in beginning to normalize the stance of monetary policy, does not signify any change in the committee's policy intentions as set forth in its recent statements.
You missed it if you blinked. I know it's dense, but she said patience. Now the Fed can be patient with rates.
Given that the committee is not signaling a change in policy, why did we update our guidance?
I don't know. Actually, that's not true. We do know. Basically, they decided they didn't want to talk about quantitative easing anymore, their bond buying program, the end of which is what considerable time had been referring to, as in the Fed will keep rates low for a considerable time after quantitative easing ends. It has now ended. They are moving on. So I guess should we. Here's the kicker, though, quickly, for those looking for when exactly the Federal Reserve might think about raising rates. Here you go.
In particular, the committee considers it unlikely to begin the normalization process for at least the next couple of meetings.
Quick check of the Fed calendar, which you can look up yourself online. Meetings in January and March next year. And yes, somebody did ask her, by the way, if a couple meant two. It does. That makes the April Fed meeting. It's April 30th and May 1st, technically, what you might call loaded. All right, moving on. Full disclosure on this next story. I said yesterday on Twitter that Sony was going to pull its big Christmas movie, The Interview, the one about killing North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I was just guessing. Honestly, I was, based on the threats from the Sony hackers about September 11th-style violence at theaters that do wind up showing the film. I did not, however, think things would happen quite this fast. Today, Sony said it is not going to, quote, move forward with The Interview. The film was never pegged to be a blockbuster, but now what does Sony do dollar-wise? What's it going to mean for them? Nova Sappho has that story.
Sony is a big film studio, and The Interview, with its modest $45 million budget, is relatively small fare for the company.
It's not your typical X-Men type of blockbuster where there are endless commercial tie-ins.
That's Jennifer Holt, a professor of film and media studies at the University of California. Holt says Sony will take a hit, but it was far riskier for the entire movie business if it's screened during Christmas.
The Christmas season is a huge time for the movie business, and it's a time where they bring out all of their marquee films. So this is a very big revenue period.
Eric Wald, an analyst with B. Riley & Company, says movies are expected to bring in $2.5 billion in revenues during the last 3 months of the year. The Interview represented just 2% of that. Holt says for theater chains, it'll be easy to pivot to the many other films competing for audiences on Christmas.
You get around the holidays, and a lot of consumers just want to see a movie. You clearly can fill it up with a bunch of other movies that are coming out this holiday.
Movies like The Hobbit or Into the Woods. But Jason Squire, a film professor at USC and editor of the Movie Business book, says the implications go far beyond this one film.
This is really going to have a negative impact on what is an artistic business venture.
Squire says because of the attack on Sony, all movie studios are likely to become more cautious about the content of their films in the future. In Los Angeles, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.